The already huge Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Art in North Adams is about to get a lot bigger. MassMoCA doubles its exhibition space on Sunday when it opens a new building. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports on the big new space and the big hopes that it can boost the local economy.
If you haven't been to MassMoCA, it really is huge. Most visitors will pass through mammoth art installations in Building 5, which is a football field in length, to get to the new Building 6.
Even though it's doubling our exhibition footprint, I'll eat my hat if people don't think that we've quadrupled, because you take these big, long circulation paths through.
Museum Director Joseph Thompson isn't kidding.
We had an intern go walk the perimeter of every single gallery around as if they were the most diligent museum visitor in the world, missing nothing, and it clocked in at a little over 4 miles.
It's pretty daunting to walk through a building of this scale, and that our issue really is to maintain orientation and create excitement as you discover things around the corner.
GPS will be available, says the museum's architect Simeon Bruner, on this tour of the vast Building 6. Each of its 3 floors span an acre. The old mill and factory building has an irregular shape, with a prow like a ship. Bruner says there are 1,000 wooden columns that don't quite line up. It's been architecturally challenging.
If you stand here, you look at the atrium, which draws you through here. Unfortunately, this exhibit blocks that.
It's the art competing with the architecture.
It's the art getting away, the real art.
Bruner's jab is friendly because here, the big long-term art installations and the architecture were designed for each other. They work together, especially in the case of pieces by contemporary artist James Turrell. Thompson leads us downstairs to a darkened room, custom designed around a glowing violet diamond of light that appears to be poking out of the wall.
So this is the world of James Turrell, a long-term and really long-term, 25-year temporary exhibition called Into the Light.
At other museums, visitors have endured long lines to experience Turrell's mind-blowing pieces. There are 9 at MassMoCA that use dark and light to play with your perception.
Spaces that look to be 20 or 30 or 40 feet deep are actually only 2 or 3 inches. And he does the reverse, too. He can make a plane of light feel for all the world like a screen or a scrim, something that you would swear you can touch. And when you pass through them, when you go through the light or into the light, you find out that there's a space of vast dimension behind.
Anticipating Turrell's draw, for the first time in its 18-year existence, Thompson says MassMoCA will take reservations. He and a lot of other people hope Building 6 will entice visitors to stay longer.
Anytime that we can convert a day tripper visit into an overnight, that's like attracting 6 new day trippers. It's just going deep and staying long and extending their stay and getting people to go downtown. That's really important to our mission, and I think this will help.
MassMoCA's mission isn't just about exposing people to art. It's also about helping North Adams shift from an industrial to a post-industrial economy. When one of the small city's main employers, Sprague Electric, moved out of these buildings in the 1980s, the population dropped by thousands and unemployment spiked. Again, architect Simeon Bruner, who's been with MassMoCA since it was first conceived in 1987.
This is about building a museum of modern art. It's about renovating historic mill building, and it's also about an economic catalyst for North Adams. And if you look what's happened, it's worked on all 3 levels.
It's worked, but not the way originally expected. From the beginning, the state has invested some $65 million in the museum, based in part on predictions about the economic benefits it would bring to North Adams. But Thompson says those projections were a bit off.
We thought that about 90% of our visitors would come from afar. And when a visitor comes from afar, every dollar that they spend gets counted as economic impact. In fact, however, about 25% of our visitors are local or regional. You don't get credit for that. So we had a slight deficit with respect to the economic impact arising from pure destination tourism. On the other hand, that deficit was more than made up by the economic activities of the commercial tenants who occupy this site with us.
More than 30 businesses, including a brewery, rent space in the museum's mill complex. According to numbers crunched by Williams College, in 2015, Massmoca's economic impact was about $34 million, supporting 383 jobs. Thompson says attendance has grown 2-4% each year. About 165,000 visitors bought tickets in 2016. But he says another surprise was how much revenue and traffic is due to the museum's performing arts programs and music festivals, including the band Wilco's Solid Sound, Fresh Grass, and Bang on a Can.
50% of our resources, human resources, financial resources, emotional bandwidth, go into the performing arts.
This is one of the museum's performing artists, Mark Stewart, playing a 9-foot banjo made by local hero Gunnar Schoenbeck that's part of one of the extra-large exhibitions in Building 6.
This place was made big because it had a big job to do. It had lots to do. And now it's been repurposed, you know, swords to plowshares. I mean, a factory to an art space. I mean, now it's celebrating the very human spirit that used to fill this with industry.
While Massmoca's trajectory hasn't gone exactly as planned, director Joseph Thompson is pleased, and he's full of ideas to link visitors to the larger community, including a bike corridor that runs through Building 6 that will ultimately connect North Adams to places like nearby Williamstown. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.